So what's your thing about Man United? Do you think Mourinho is safe?
Well, I didn't see the first half because I was at my son's soccer game. I mean, it was 2-0 or 0-2 first half. But I didn't see it, so I don't know what happened second half. The player, I guess, woke up, or he had a great speech, you know, at halftime. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, what happened was...
Did he deserve to stay there?
What happened was Martial scored. No, Mata scored the first goal.
Mata, yeah.
And then Martial equalized, the guy who didn't go to the World Cup. And then the last goal was by Alexis.
Yeah. Finally, after not scoring since March, I think, or February.
Yeah. Wasn't he hired to score?
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess he has not found his spot. I don't know what's his deal, but...
You think Paul Pogba is going to go to Barcelona?
That would be awesome.
But
I don't think, you know, Barcelona is going to buy him now. I don't think Barcelona has the money to buy him now. So,
you think he'll fit in with the system?
You know, Jose Mourinho has a strong personality. I think Pogba kind of has too. So I don't think the two of them will ever, you know, go together. And I think one of them is going to have to leave. you know, if not the, both of them, you know, but who knows?
You think Mourinho will last till Christmas?
The thing that Mourinho, since, you know, he left Inter and went to Real Madrid, he lost his magic. You know, I feel that's how I feel with him. And then, you know, with when he was in Porto, Chelsea, and Inter Milan, he was behind his player. You know, like he was, you know, with them. I felt like he was on their side. I mean, you saw how that year Samuel Eto'o like played defense against Barcelona, and you know, they were all behind him as a team. And then now he went to Real Madrid, and then he's complaining, he's bitter, he has a completely different personality. And this year, since, I mean, the Mercato, you know, the summer Mercato, you know, he's been complaining, he's not been happy, he's been stabbing, you know, his players and talking bad about them. So the players don't really feel the support of their coach. And so... I don't know if they ever get behind him again, you know.
Yeah, it's tough, but I think after today's win, I really do think it's enough to keep him, though. I mean, for another week at least, you know. They got a few couple games coming up. I think they play Chelsea next week.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well. If there's one coach that knows Chelsea, it's Mourinho. He's been there two times, so you know. I mean, if they had lost today, I mean, that'd be bad. You know, now some people will say, "Oh, Alexis Sanchez came in, and you know, things started to change. That was a coach decision." You know, I don't know. Again, I didn't see the first half, so I don't know how they played the first half.
Yeah,
or what was wrong, you know? But I don't know.
And then they got Juventus for the Champions League in Old Trafford, then Everton. Juventus is the best team in Italy right now with Ronaldo. He's doing good.
He's doing awesome. He scored again today, so
I didn't see the game.
Pretty good.
I didn't see the game. How's PSG doing? I heard Mbappe might go to Man City.
Nah, I mean, I think he's... I don't think he's going. I don't think, you know, Manchester City needs him. I think they have an amazing team already. You know, I think Mbappe has a contract and he's going to stay there for now. He's learning with Neymar. He's becoming better, you know. So I think if he was to ever leave, he'd go to Real Madrid.
Ooh.
I think that would be the logic or Madrid or Barcelona, you know, but Manchester City, I don't think, I mean, Manchester City is awesome, and Guardiola, you know, is awesome, but even though I'm a Barcelona fan, you know, I think, like, you cannot say no to Real Madrid, and I'm sure, you know, especially today Real Madrid lost, they're going to be like, man, we should have, you know, gotten Mbappe when we could, so, or giving him the money that he wanted, so, I don't know. I don't think he will go to Manchester City.
You think Asensio is not enough to replace Ronaldo?
I mean, everyone was talking about Asensio, Asensio, Asensio. I didn't see Asensio during the World Cup with Spain. You know, I don't watch other Real Madrid games. I've seen him do some cool stuff, but he's nowhere near. I don't think there's any player near Ronaldo, you know, like. So that's a big shoes, you know, to fill. Ronaldo was like 40, 50 goals a season. I don't know, something like that. I don't think Asensio, maybe in a few years. And again, I don't know. I don't follow, but I have a friend that's a huge Real Madrid fan, and he was excited. But then now he's like, no, Asensio is not, he's not stepping up, you know. So
he's no Ronaldo.
And then, well, and then, you know, Bale, when he was, normally Bale should play, now that Ronaldo is out, he should play on Ronaldo's side, because that's where he was playing when he was with Tottenham. But now he got injured again, I heard, so.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
That's a bad thing with Bale. He's amazing when he's not injured, but he gets injured so easily. So I think they're out Isco, they're out Bale, so. Asensio cannot do, you know, everything on his own, but also I still don't think that. I don't know.
Yeah, here are the standings for La Liga: Barcelona, Real Madrid, Alaves, Sevilla, and Atletico Madrid. How do you see it?
I mean, and Real Madrid is second, and they have won 4 games, so. Tomorrow, I think it's Barcelona, Sevilla, I think, tomorrow. So Barcelona needs to win, you know, because every time, you know, Real Madrid lost, Barcelona lost. They tie, Real Madrid tie, you know, like,
so back and forth.
Tomorrow is their chance to get 3 points ahead. But even, you know, Barcelona has not been doing that good, I think, like, Iniesta left, and there's a big, I mean, they have amazing midfield players, but I don't think Coutinho is there yet, or so, I mean, he's awesome, but I guess it's going to take them a little bit to be back on track with their midfield. I don't understand why Barcelona let Paulinho go back to China. That was a bad move there.
What? He went
awesome,
back?
I think, but yeah, Paulinho is not with Barcelona anymore. So
what? I did not see that. Leaves Barcelona after one season? No way. He was good with Barcelona.
He was good with Barcelona, and now in China he's scoring again. Like, I mean, I don't know how many goals, but he's been scoring a lot of goals. So that made no sense. Now they got Arthur, I think. They got. That guy from Chile, Vidal.
Yeah.
But Paulinho, I think Paulinho was good. And he will. So I don't know. I think that's the problem with Barcelona now. So they
like that. They like that speed.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So, yeah. But Alaves, you know, there, you know, in the top, that's a surprise, and especially Atletico Madrid, you know, they spent 70 million, you know, on Lemar. I mean, they're not doing that great either, so.
Yeah, typically Barcelona's lineup is Coutinho, Suarez, Dembele, Messi, Sergio Roberto, Rakitic, Vidal, Jordi Alba, Clement Lenglet, Gerard Piqué, Nelson Samado, and the goalkeeper Stegen. So it's a good lineup, but it's not dynamic as it was before.
I mean, normally there's Umtiti there, but he's injured, so that's why Longley is there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe I'd play Coutinho as a number 10 and, you know, Messi up front, but they play Messi sometimes as a number 10, so who knows?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Prediction? Yeah, go
Arsenal, ahead. Had a hard, start of the season, so...
Yeah. Who do you think will win tomorrow, Liverpool or Man City?
I really, really hope Liverpool, but they lost 1-0 against Napoli, which was to me a big surprise.
Bad game.
I'm rooting for Liverpool, but I have a feeling Manchester City is gonna win.
It's at Anfield, by the way.
Oh, well, then they really need to win. they'll never walk alone, so I hope they'll, their fans will cheer them and push them, you know, so.
And who do you have for Arsenal at Fulham?
I mean, there's one thing. Arsenal has a good team. I think Arsenal has a really good team, and I will think that Arsenal can handle Fulham, so we'll see.
Arsenal.
We'll have it. So.
Okay. Chelsea at Southampton.
Well, I mean, Chelsea is doing great. So I think they should have it, you know, easily.
Is Eden Hazard the best player in Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. And Real Madrid should have definitely gone for Eden Hazard. I mean...
Yeah.
I think if there was one player that could have replaced Ronaldo, was him. So, you know, it's funny because Eden Hazard said, like, the best player in Chelsea is N'Golo Kante, you know, but Eden Hazard is just, he's fast. I mean, he's really, really, really good. So I think, like, Real Madrid missed on that one, not trying to bring him, but I guess they had to save money for the new stadium, so.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Who do you have between Barcelona and Valencia?
Isn't it Valencia? I don't remember if it's Valencia or Sevilla that beat Real Madrid 3-0. It was Sevilla. I think it's going to be a tough game. Usually everyone will say Barcelona, but with the beginning of the season they've had, I don't know. I think it will be a tough game. I'll say like 2-1 I'm still going for Barcelona, but I think it's going to be tough.
Real Betis at Atletico Madrid.
I mean, Griezmann had a great game this week. Hopefully he stays in the same shape. So I'd say Atletico Madrid.
Celta Vigo at Sevilla.
Say Sevilla.
Lyon at PSG.
Well, I mean, if Lyon can pull another game like they did against Manchester City, maybe they have a chance. But I think PSG is going to win that one.
Rennes at Monaco.
Monaco's not doing good now. I mean, unfortunately, Monaco has been a selling club and they've lost all. They made a ton of money, but they've lost all their good players. And now they are not doing great. Falcao is kind of not in his best shape. So I think Rennes.
You think who should come to the Miami club team, like the Miami Beckham team? Name one player from Europe. I mean, who's playing in Europe that should come to Miami? That'd be a good fit.
I think Zlatan will have been a great fit, you know, for them. You know, they had already opened, but because Zlatan is amazing, but with LA Galaxy now. So, that's a good question. Cause I'm thinking, you know, it will have to be someone that's already, you know, like more than 30. I think maybe I'd say Suarez. I don't know why. Oh, man, Suarez, I think he's 30. He's a 30. I think he's 31, 32. He's 31. You know, maybe. I don't know how many years.
He's 31.
How many years he has left on his contract. And I think he could be amazing with Miami. But,
Yeah. And also,
and he will bring people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he would. Do you think Falcao will be a good choice?
Yeah, he's a great player, you know, especially there's a lot of, you know, Colombian, you know, in Miami, and so I'm sure they'll go and see him, you know, but, the same thing, the beginning of his season, he's not being that great, so, but yeah, no, he could do some good stuff there, too.
I think, ideally, it should be Ronaldo.
Yeah, but I don't think Ronaldo, I think Ronaldo, he's too, not ahead too good, but he knows he's still good. He's, to him, that will be like a blow in the face. Oh, I'm old. I'm going to MLS. He still wants to show Europe, you know, like he's the best. And that's why he went with Juventus. And I'm sure he wants to win Champions League with Juventus. And I think he will. It will be amazing for MLS to bring Ronaldo. I mean, that would be like huge, but I don't think he'd want to come. Or maybe like he's 32 now, maybe like when he's like Zlatan, like when
he's
37, but
yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, so.
It's a year difference, makes a big difference. Yeah, you're right. It seems like Ronaldo be complicated. I don't know if he's in good relationship with Beckham. I don't know if they ever played with each other.
No, I don't think they ever played, but I'm sure Beckham can have access everywhere, so yeah. Because he's David Beckham, you know, so
which he was at the match. I think he was at the Champions League match at Old Trafford this week. Yeah, I saw him in the standings.
Oh,
yeah, so he was he's in Europe scouting for his team 2020. That's going to be a big one. I think it has to be someone Latin. I think it doesn't have to be Suarez. I think he'd be good. Yeah, I mean, I really haven't heard that name floating, but that would not be a bad thing. But I don't know. He's Uruguayan. I don't see many Uruguayans in the Miami area, to be honest. And not many Latin Americans like Suarez too. Like Colombia doesn't like Suarez. I've heard.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I mean
he
can score goals.
You go too close to him.
That's
so,
true.
But again, I mean, I like Suarez. I think he's amazing. But and he's a great player. So
yeah.
But
Fiorentina at Lazio.
Yeah, I don't really follow. I mean, now that Sevilla is not on Bein Sports anymore, I cannot see the game, so I don't know.
It's on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay the extra bucks, you know, for just to watch Juventus, you know. So, and again, which would be amazing. I miss not seeing Juventus, but because they have an amazing team. But so that one, I don't know. I'd say, what's the game again? Lazio against who?
Fiorentina at Lazio.
I'd go with Lazio.
Yeah, Lazio's good. And do you think, I heard Zidane wants to join Juventus, but not as a manager, as part of the front office. You think that's true?
I'm sure he's going to do so. I think he should go back as a manager because he's still young. He can still do, like, good stuff, you know. But, I mean, Juventus, he was there. He did great stuff with Juventus. So I'm sure the doors are open for him. But I've not heard anything about that with Zidane. So.
Yeah, me either. But, like, I think I don't know if Man United has contacted him for, hey, you know, stay put.
I think he will do great with Manchester United, but again, you know, mentioned, he will have to pay like something like $20 million to let go of Mourinho. So
yeah,
do they want to do that? I mean, they have the money, but
I wouldn't do it. I would definitely stick with Mourinho until until the end of his contract, or at least for this season. I think after today's win, I think they're going to be more confident. They're not going to win the league. That's for sure.
No, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah,
but I think their goal now is to be top four. They could win the Champions League, though.
I mean, they've not been. I mean, they won 3-0 against Young Boys or that Switzerland team, but then now they did 0-0, I think. This week, so and now they're playing Juventus, so yeah. That will be the test right there. So I also think, you know, like if you look at Chelsea, you know, they've been firing coaches like left and right, and well, then they kept this Italian guy Conte two seasons. Now, while they were firing coaches, you know, left and right, they didn't go anywhere or not much, you know. So I don't think it's a good strategy to be firing your coach, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Mourinho, you know, he has shown that he can do it, you know, like, so I'm the same with you. You know, I think Manchester United need to stick and trust him, and he's Mourinho. He's done it before, so I think he can still do it again. So.
Yeah, he could do it again. And I think,
but he needs to change his mentality.
Yeah. He has to be more offensive now.
Yes. I mean, that, and also, like, get his players back, you know, like, not talk about them and talk, you know, right. Like, that's a big problem, you know. If you don't protect your players, how can you expect them to be on the field, you know, and follow what you tell them and stuff like that, so.
Yeah. PSG has a big match on the 24th, Napoli. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, they lost against Liverpool.
Yeah, surprising.
They win 6-1 against Red Star Belgrade. You know, Red Star Belgrade is 0-0 against Napoli, but Napoli wins 1-0 against Liverpool, so it's crazy. You know, it's like, So they should be able to win.
Yeah.
If they don't win that one, I mean...
It's over.
Again, you know, this season, because of the midfield, is a lot of problems, so... I think they have the defense and the attack, so it's just a midfield that's kind of messed up. So,
can you believe?
But they should be able to beat them.
Can you believe that Neymar and Mbappe playing together? That's just that's an amazing team right there.
I mean, and also like that game again. I mean, right now the new coach from PSG, he's playing Neymar more as a number 10. You know, center number 10, like kind of the brain of the... Because with Barcelona, he was more of a winger, you know?
Yeah.
Neymar was more of a winger, and now he's playing more... And that game, that was a great game. I mean, again, you know, Red Star Belgrade is not like the number one team. You know, it's not Liverpool or anything, but still, they can learn, you know, to play more like that. I think, you know, they can do some damage, so...
And
Neymar was defending, you know. So
yeah, which he does play that number 10 role with Brazil, doesn't he?
I don't remember where they had him.
He might be wing.
I think he was a winger too.
Yeah,
but...
wing. It's between him and Firmino, kind of, or also Coutinho. It really depends. And also big match, Barcelona Inter Milan. That's gonna be a good one.
I think it'll be a good one, but I don't think. I mean, even though Inter Milan had surprised, you know, when they come back, but I don't think Inter Milan can beat Barcelona. But.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the same Inter from years ago. This is
from 2010.
So, 2010 Mourinho. Mourinho. Yeah. You know, by the way, if you watch the Newcastle match. That kid, Kennedy, that scored for Newcastle, Mourinho brought him in for Chelsea. Did you know?
I heard the commentator saying that, but I didn't know. So But again, I didn't see him, so but yeah, so I guess
he's a good player. I mean, Kennedy, that was a good goal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, but I heard about it, and if you think like Mourinho brought so many good players at Chelsea, De Bruyne, you know, he brought it to Chelsea.
William,
I mean, so many players, and then they sold them or they lost them. So,
yeah.
But
he has a good eye for players. He has a very good eye for players. So. Obviously, for Man United, I don't think he's brought in some new players. It feels like he wants to bring the players, but he hasn't got him. He's brought Alexis. He's brought was he the one that brought Lukaku? Yeah.
I think so, and he brought also that guy, that midfield that barely plays.
Martial.
What's his name? No, Martial was there with Van Gaal.
Oh, that's right.
He brought a midfielder, Fernandinho. No, man, but he brought a midfielder and he's barely playing.
And he's from Brazil?
I think he's from Brazil, yeah. And they paid like good money for him, but
Fred.
Fred, yes.
Yeah.
He brought him just this season, and he's not playing much. So
yeah. Well, there's a reason why he brought him, because he saw good talent. Mourinho has good eye for talent. That I have to give it to him. He knows, like Willian. I never heard of him until he brought him in, and of course De Bruyne. But sometimes he sells him, sometimes he keeps him. It really depends. On who it is or like how they perform, but I think they'll come back. We'll see what happens. I think to be honest, Fellaini's been a hero. Was a hero for Belgium, and I think he's becoming a hero again for Man United. So,
although yeah, I mean because he was injured, so he wasn't playing much. But now that he's back, you know, I think yeah, he could be the man. You know, the midfield for Manchester United. I mean they have the team. That's what's crazy. You know. I don't think they lost any major player from last season. They finished second, but they didn't lose any players, I think. They got something. He didn't get like the player that he wanted, you know, but
yeah.
They have a solid team, so
it's pretty good what they have, and hopefully they'll bounce it back, cuz you know, things don't look good for Manchester United. It's a club that is, you know, full of history with Sir Alex. But so far, who's doing better? Who's been a better manager, Van Gaal or Mourinho?
Oh, I think Mourinho, because at least Mourinho won the Europa League. I don't remember if Van Gaal's. I think he won the cup. I don't remember. If Van Gaal won anything with
Van Gaal won the FA Cup.
Manchester United. Oh, okay, yeah. So he won the cup, but so,
that's nothing. FA Cup doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean, it's still a cup, you know. It's still some silverware, you know, in the in the window. But
Dave Hessel. Thanks for coming on to the Saturday Chat / Sportscast. How can people reach you?
Instagram, DavidHE1981.
And you do have a Twitter.
Yeah, but I'm never on Twitter. I don't even have the app on my phone anymore, so. I don't like Twitter anymore.
Okay, how do you say goodnight in French?
Bonne nuit.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks a lot, David, for coming to the Sportscast. If you guys or to the chatty cast, it's a weird cast today. I did something live because I was testing out this new platform called Restream.io, and it multicast streamed to Periscope and YouTube at the same time. So,
So
I don't have to upload to YouTube every time. It just one, you know, one take, and that's it. Done. I could go. Good night. You know, but. We'll see how it goes. Thanks for coming. This is the Sportscast, pretty much. And soccer's getting good. I love it. I love the sport.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's going to be better. And hopefully we'll see a new champion for the Champions League. Hopefully the league, we see Liverpool for the Premier League. Anyways.
Yeah.
Have a good night, Dave. Thanks for for coming on.
Take care. Good night.